10 days ago, London was treated to NHL professional hockey. In just under 3 weeks, American football will take center stage here when the NFL hosts a game. This week, though, the game in town is basketball, and the match at the O2 Arena will feature the NBA's Boston Celtics against the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's the first time the NBA has come to London in 14 years. Boston guard Paul Pierce says developing interest outside of North America now seems like a natural thing to do, especially given the fact that more foreign players are playing professional basketball in the United States each year.
It's a global game. I mean, I'm excited to see how the game has expanded over the years, to how it's growing all across the world, and it's only good for the game because you get the interest from so many people that it just generates that many more fans. It makes the game even more exciting.
What the NBA wants to do is grow interest in the game in places like Europe. And although nothing has been decided at this stage, more exhibition games could be heading this way in the coming years. Timberwolves center Mark Blount says that's all right with him.
Figure something out with the flying and the jets, and you know, if they're able to work something out, you know, it'd be great. I really like London. It's a great town, great place.
Former Timberwolf, now Celtic forward Kevin Garnett says just as David Beckham is trying to boost interest in soccer in America, he's pleased to do what he can this week to increase the profile of basketball in Europe.
There's plenty of ambassadors in football as it is in basketball that they need me to be, sure. But we have plenty of people that can sort of pick and choose.
There's been a lot of speculation this week in Britain about whether there might one day be an NBA franchise in Europe. The vice president of basketball operations for the Timberwolves, Kevin McHale, says there are a lot of avenues to explore in the coming years, and that means different options can be tried out.
I personally would think if they were going to do it, you'd almost have an American division and a Euro division, and you would have, it'd be like the Eastern Conference, West Conference. You might play everybody twice over here, but you'd have to make two trips that lasted 3 weeks to get it done type thing. So I don't know. Logistically, it just travel's a bear. You know, travel's tough enough when you're traveling from Minneapolis to Seattle, Seattle, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Utah, Utah, Denver, Denver, Minneapolis on a four-game swing. That's hard.
But the players say they've liked their unusual week of preseason action in Europe. They say it was good for them and their teams. Tom Rivers for BOA News, London.